KEATFM. Were you over here, Phil? What was that? I had too many radios going. I'm just pulling up to the restaurant now. I've been told it might be closed again. I'm going to try to propose Ram's Horn instead of that dump we went to last week. Why are they closed? are they like closed permanently now, or what's going on? Hold on, Len's here. What's the sign say? Hold on. Closed for a few days to a BP power outage. Sorry. Please call. We're open. We love you guys. See you soon. So yeah, so they're closed. We're gonna try to get people to go to Ram's Horn, because I think they can accommodate us easier.
Okay, because I just got in the car and I heard some people talking on the other band about New York.
Well, I don't know. Like I said, they had a hard time accommodating us last week, so I don't know if we can catch everybody and change the alternate. You know, I mean, we managed to do it last week. I don't know. I'm going to talk to Len here a sec. I'll be right back. Hey, Phil. Yeah. They can't get a hold of everybody, so we're going back to that other joint today, and then we'll just make the announcement there that if, you know, if you find this again, go to the, you know, we're going to make a Ram's Horn, but anyhow, I'm going to go pick up Donald. You might as well just head straight for 14.
Okay. I'll see you there. Maybe it's here.
KADB. Where is it again? I missed that part. 14 Mound to Quinner. This is just east of the Quinner on 14 on the north side. So it's kind of the same place, except on 14 Mile Road. It's called New York Deli.
I know what that is. Okay.
BPI mobile.
Call me Sean, ABAPR.
Okay, A6J, it looked like you called us on the Mayville repeater. Switch over to Simplex and let's see if we can pick each other up on there.
I can prep. with you here at Delta Unified 620. Anybody got ears to play? Whiskey Sierra Delta Uniform 620.
Station calling. What was that call sign again?
Whiskey Sierra Delta Uniform 620. I'm out of Ohio, up here in Mayville for the weekend.
I'm sorry, but you're operating on an amateur radio band. Are you aware of that?
I'm sorry, I was not aware of that. I was told this was a GMRS frequency, so thank you.
No problem. Just go ahead and put it on a different one. See you later. WYDM.
Mayville Remote, connected to UHF Hub.
That's the ball. Sir Oscar Lima, Paris T-Mobile. Last call. For Kilo Niner Oscar Lima Parachute Mobile over Napoleon 3,500 feet. Let's go.
Whiskey number 8, Fox Sugar Mike.
W8, come back.
Yeah, Whiskey number 8, Foxtrot Sugar Mike.
Outstanding, 73, you are set. I was 3,200 feet that time for one more call, then I'm done.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Tango Foxtrot Mike.
Kilo Echo 8, Tango Foxtrot Mike, you are my last call. 73, 3,000 feet, you are set, you are D.
You get out of your call?
Kilo Niner, Oscar Lima, Kilo Niner, Oscar Lima.
All right, thanks a lot, have a safe flight.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Lima, X-ray.
Kilo Echo 8, Alpha Zulu November, listening.
Mayville Remote, disconnected.
All right, I dropped it. And just so you know, that K9OL was on simplex.
What does that mean, KEATFM? Kind of caught me off guard.
I took the remote base over to 14652 Simplex so I could make a contact with them.
Was he still coming through FBI repeater or no?
I was coming through the Siemens repeater, but I have a remote base on Siemens, so I took the remote base and dialed over to 14652, so it's coming through UHF here.
Okay. I didn't know what was going on, but I figured I'd call and figure it out after.
Yes, we have that technology here. We can turn remote bases on. And, yeah, so I heard he was on there, so I did it.
Why now I don't even know how to log this thing. It's too complex.
Log it just like anything else. 2 meters, FM, 14652 frequency. That's what I'm doing. And QRZ page says he likes the Parachute Mobile.
Oh, that's awesome. What was he flying in?
A parachute, I guess.
Oh, he's on a paraglider with the engine on the back or something, yeah?
No, I think he jumps out of an airplane and has fun.
Well, how wild is that? Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, now I see the QRZ. That's pretty awesome. That's different.
You've got a YouTube page, of course. Yeah, he jumps out of the side of an airplane and throws his chute. Looks like he's got a rig in the pack, right? A 705. And
all right, well, that explains why he said 3,000 feet. It's, Mike, well, that's pretty low altitude, actually, so. Well, that's interesting. That's the first time I didn't even know that someone was doing that and it existed. I guess if you can dream it up, it can happen.
Well, it looks like he recorded it all, so maybe we'll make, maybe made a video.
KEA2TFM. Who are they chatting with there? What was your call?
I'm sorry, it came in here.
WSF. W8SF?
Whiskey 8 Fox Sugar Mike.
All right, well, thanks a lot, Fred. I do appreciate it. Thanks for bridging it over there. That was cool.
Yeah,
don't worry, sorry, the wife just got
home sometime.
Show you. KF8S Mobile.
W8HBX, W8HBX, KF8HE.
TFM, WACDT, Arthur.
Hey, how you doing? TFM.
That's a little easier. So you write out from the launch?
Yeah, I put in an Elginac at the North Channel launch and then drove upstream to a couple spots some guy gave me.
I don't know if it was my HT I'm using or you cutting out. I didn't hear that.
No, I launched at the North Channel launch and went upstream to a couple coordinates that somebody gave me. But there's probably 5 boats in the area here. Everybody seems to want to be right where I'm at.
Yeah, that's usually the most popular spot. I think a couple years in a row, they caught the biggest fish in the tournament in that spot, so everybody wants to go there.
Yeah, the walleye didn't take really any worms up the hook, so if they keep doing that, hopefully the walleye keep up. I don't eat them, but the boys like them, so I'll take a couple home for them today.
Yep, that's cool. How many feet you in?
49 feet.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that, I think, I'm trying to see. You sent me where you were, right?
Yeah, I sent a picture of the GPS to you. So yeah, that's the spot that I'm in. And, yeah, I'll probably just stay here and ride it out for the rest of the evening.
Is there still a lit up American flag on shore on the island side?
Yeah, there's a big one, but there's it's a U.S. flag and a, I think an Italian flag right underneath it. It's like the channel that runs, I think, between Harsons and Russell.
Okay, so you just upstream of that then?
Yeah, just upstream. I think behind me is like 55, 56 feet, and I'm a little bit shallow. So, I'll be back in a bit. I got my reel clicking here. I'm going to go check some stuff out. I'll be right back. KEATFM. KEATFM.
Seaweed or a fish?
Nah, I think it was just the current. Kind of hard to, let the line out and have the sinker stay on the bottom. I got to get like 95 feet of line before I can keep it in one spot.
Roger that. Yeah, that I forgot to tell you, that spot you probably might need more weight than what you have. A lot of people run 16 ounces there. I think it's 16 ounces. So yeah, if you get fed up with that current there, definitely move to a different spot. I forgot about that. You need a lot of weight there, or let out a ton of line.
Yeah, as long as I drop it and, you know, bounce it back, like, it when it drops them at 70 feet, and then I kind of just walk it back to 94, that seems to be working with 10 ounces. I'm ready to throw another, I have another couple, you know, 3 ounce weights, I think. I'm thinking about dropping some on there with the round ball.
Yeah, good thing about putting more weight on is when you get one of them fish on, they hold that weight for you and add about 50, 60, 70 pounds.
Tell you what, these mosquitoes turned on like instantly. It's bad.
Roger that. Right around about 9:30, and then if you could tolerate the suicide attack from the mosquitoes till about 10:30, then it gets better. WGGG.
I don't think this off works, but at least it makes me think it's working. I guess that helps a little bit.
I'll know in a little bit, probably a few issues. I'll know some more of what's going on out there.
Yeah, you're a little hard to understand. I think that you said you're going to call around, if I understood correctly.
No. I just said in a couple weeks I'll know more of, you know, what the action is out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of boats. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4 directly, like, within 100 feet of me.
did you make it there first and then they came after?
Yeah, it was the first boat here. I mean, there was one downstream of me, but I went right upstream. And, yeah, now they're all kind of coming around here. Yeah, it's fine. There's plenty of fish down there.
Yep, I mean, if they're within 100 feet of you, though, that's kind of crazy, man. Those fish run all over the place. But, yeah, it is what it is. It's like they got the whole river, and they got to just go in the same spot every time. It's crazy.
Yeah, so far tonight there's only one fish that jumped. It was a pretty big one, though. It was probably 50 feet from the boat, so... At least he had one jump, but that was it. He was the only one.
All right, I'm going to go snag my other radio with the Bluetooth mic so I can put it outside and get a better signal. I'll be back in a little bit.
All right, sounds good.
How about either one of you guys? Could you come back and give me a little insight on the radio info?
Sure, what's your question? It's KTFM.
KT, what was that though?
It's KE8TFM, Tango Foxtrot Mike.
Okay, yeah, the name here is Len. I've got a Yaesu 991A, and I've been having a little bit of problems with that sucker locking up. And for some reason, every now and then when I do get a live station, and I never had any problem with the thing until I put in this Richmond repeater. And now I got all kinds of problems. I can't receive on some of the frequencies.
Yeah, that seems a little bit strange. I don't, I'm not really sure. I'm not familiar with that radio. I don't have one. I use a 705 for my UHF, VHF stuff, so I'm not familiar with it. I haven't even heard of an issue like that. But I don't have Richmond programmed on this radio right here, so I'm talking on the UMP repeater.
Roger, now is that there? What's your QTH over there? I understand you're on a boat, right?
Yeah, I'm over by Harson's Island in the North Channel.
Okay, yeah, you're coming in pretty strong over here, Richmond. And like I said, I got the Richmond repeater 447-625 in here, and I also pick up Romeo. At 442-075.
Well, the Richmond, I think, is 442 megahertz with the 5 megahertz offset. So, and make sure you got the, because I heard you say 447, that would be the transmit frequency. Just to double check.
Yeah, well, this is 442. 625, and the transmit one is 47 plus.
Okay, yeah, I just making sure when I heard the 447 that threw me off, so I was making sure maybe that was the issue. Yeah, no, I haven't had much issues with any of them, but I'm also not in range of the Richmond from where my house is. So, but I have to jump off here real quick. I got fishing poles clicking, so I'll be back in a little bit. KE8TFM.
Go for it. Hope you get a big one. We're on a side listening.
All visually, TPC, you got a copy? WHTPC monitoring. Who was that out there besides Steve again?
Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Juliet Delta. Over there towards the Richmond way, between Richmond and Romeo.
Roger. answer that. Yeah, this is Whiskey Charlie Papateño, Captain John. I'm in Columbus right now, hit the Richmond repeater. I heard what you were saying, but I was going to get a different radio to switch. I don't know why putting that frequency in would have messed anything else up unless maybe you change the channels or the PL tones on the other ones unknowingly. That's kind of an odd thing. All you did was add a repeater. Well, I was checking on YouTube, and I seen a program on there where they said that you can accidentally check a box into the programming part of this radio. And apparently I must have touched something else that locked things up because it messed up my memory. And I've been toying with the thing, and so far I've been able to talk on the 2 meter here. But it sure got me stumped, and I'm not that fluent on trying to be a mechanic on fixing and stuff. I just like to play with them and talk on them, but I am learning.
Victor Echo 3, Tango Charlie Sierra.
Go ahead, other station. I kind of keyed up when you did, but I heard Sierra.
Thank you. This is Tim. Victor Echo 3, Tango Charlie Sierra. The gentleman with the 991A problem, do you have a code plug on your computer for it? Maybe if you did a factory reset and reloaded everything in, that would free it up, over.
Yeah, Roger, that's what I was thinking about, doing a factory reset. But there's about three different resets you can do on this for the memory. I can do a total reset and not have to do everything all over, or I can just do a reset where it keeps my call sign and certain stuff intact, but it totally erases the memory that I messed with trying to put these repeaters in. Over.
Okay, do you have an SD card in it? Over.
You got me. I mean, I don't know that much about it. I'm not sure. I don't think there's an SD card in it because I don't see no place to slide one in or pull one out, if that's what you're referring to.
Yeah, okay, I've got a 710. It's got a slot for a memory card, and you can save settings and stuff on that. Pull it out, then reset the whole thing, and if you need to, you can dig through your SD card on your computer, I think.
Roger, yeah. Well, I'm leaning towards that partial reset, and I'm sort of leery due to the fact that, you know, like I said, I don't know that much about radios. I'm still learning because I've only had my license for about 7-8 months, so we're still learning. But I've been toying with radios since the 60s, so mainly CDs, but I never got into the repair part of them. Because they're all so easy.
Great. Oh, a hand ticket is a license to learn, sir.
Yeah, go ahead, Brick. Do I got it? This is WCPT. Hey, I know some radios have a checkbox you can check. They receive only. I don't know if that was what your problem was. You can hear it, but you can't transmit. I don't have a 991A, so I'm not sure if it has that, but maybe you look around in that. Did you add it with the computer program, or did you add it right on the radio?
No, it was just the radio, because I basically just took the radio out of the box, put in my call sign and so on and so forth, put in a few repeaters, and it worked great for a while. And then, like I said, I tried to put in that Richmond repeater, and apparently I must have had one eye closed and touched, what do you call it, RCL, FCO button or something in it, and done something to it because it messed it up.
Roger that. Yeah, there should be a computer program that you can put on your computer, and then you hook a USB cable up from your radio to your computer, and then it'll give you like a list of all your stations, or your frequencies that you have in there, and all the different settings and stuff. So maybe look into reading up about that a little bit, and then that ends up, once you figure it out, that ends up being a lot easier because you got everything on your computer in front of you on the screen. And then if you have something set wrong, you can see it more. Programming a radio nowadays from the actual radio is the hard way, believe it or not.
Roger, yeah, that sounds like a pretty good idea. But, you know, one thing I didn't mention was that when I turned the radio on and on the 144 band, I was going to go over to, like, the... another band, and it took me into the 60 meter band, which I did not push, you know, that's what I couldn't understand to begin with.
Well, I know with my radio, every time I hit band, it just like goes through a list. It'll go like, 10 meter, 20 meter, and just right on up the line, so... I don't know what button you push. I don't know anything about that radio. I wish someone here had a 9918. They could probably help you out a lot more than me.
Yeah, well, it's just fairly simple on the front side of it. I mean, I got a little scope here. It just has all the frequencies of different bands and then the modes. And, you know, like I say, it's 1, 2, 3. It's fairly simple. But when I went from 144... to like, let's say, the 28, it jumped into the 60-meter band for some reason. That's what I couldn't understand, what was going crazy with it.
3 TCS with a question.
Go for the question.
Right, I'm in YouTube looking up a 991A locked up problem. Do all your other buttons on the front of the radio, do they do what they're supposed to do when you push them over?
Yeah, you're right. Everything seems to work all right. There's only 3 buttons on there, and besides the tuner. And I really don't use any of them except for the band and the mode. And then the VM, or the AM, the AM is memory. And then the VM takes you into the memory to put your repeaters in.
You can bring up your menu on your display screen, is that correct?
Yeah, Roger. Well, there's, in the center of the radio, there's a... F or an M list. Down below that is the menu setup. Next one is band and mode. So you can go to work and hit the menu, and it'll take you into your menu mode.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch a little more of this guy's video and see what he did to unlock it, and I'll get back to you maybe in about 5. BE3 TCS.
KATFM, did you get the big one?
W8CPT, KATFM.
KATFM, W8CPT, go ahead, David.
And I tried adding another weight, but as soon as I put another weight on the, with the other one, my leader started twisting around the main line.
I don't know why it's doing that, but I gotta just run the 10 ounces and deal with it.
Roger that. Yeah, that's that current. They twist a lot. That's why I use bulbs, because they don't twist as much. There's some people that all got all kinds of tricks to try to deafen twisting. Yeah, I really would move to a spot that is less current. That's a really, really high current spot because all that water's coming around that corner right to where you're.
Yeah, I'll probably give it a little bit longer, and I might make the call to go to the middle channel where it's a little bit easier to deal with. I hate to have to make the run out there, but yeah, I think that's going to be the better option. I don't know. We'll see. I'll give it probably till 10 o'clock.
On the bottom, you know what I mean?
All I heard you say was on the bottom.
Fishies are on the bottom, fishies. No, I said, you know how you were bouncing before? I would still continue to do that just to make sure you're on the bottom.
Yeah, I took my rod out of the rod holder just for that reason.
I'm playing around with this VGC radio. I got the Bluetooth mic, and I had it out on my front porch, but the Bluetooth wasn't really reaching that great. And so now I put it in the front porch, and now it sounds like it's got more interference in the signal. How am I sounding?
Definitely not the cleanest sound, but I mean, I can understand you with no issue. But it's definitely something different quality about it.
All right, give me a second. I got an idea.
You're Mr. Roboto now.
Am I still Mr. Roboto, or did it fix it? W8CPT.
No, it sounds perfect now.
Roger that. I put up my 5,000-mile antenna.
Is this okay? I just went to low power because I see it's fading my anchor light.
A little bit of static, but I can hear you. Yeah, you don't want to be draining your starting battery. I know that. I got a separate battery in my radio that runs my GPS depth finder and my ship to shore. I don't have a ham radio on my boat yet.
Yeah, I forgot that I was on the starting battery. I forgot to move it.
Yeah, it's a little bit of static when you talk, but I can still make out.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna make the run here in about 10 minutes because this is kind of a pain here trying to keep this weight on the bottom.
Yeah. My one buddy loves that spot, and when I'm in my boat, my little boat, even my big boat, I didn't like going to that spot. It's just the current. Not only is it super strong in some spots, but if you get in a certain spot, there's like a back eddy, and then all of a sudden you have no current, and it's trying to turn your boat back upstream. It's weird. That spot's strange. There's like an 80-foot hole somewhere around there.
Yeah, we'll be in one spot for the longest time, and all of a sudden the boat kicks out like to the left towards the main shore, and then it'll drift back. It's real weird.
Yeah, it sounds like you're pretty much at the edge of that eddy, which is actually good, because that's like a seam where fast water meets slow water, and that's where all the food's going to be. But, also look on your GPS, just downstream of you somewhere. It should show a shipwreck. Make sure you're out in the middle, because I don't know what the water level's like this year, but that shipwreck, a lot of people hit something there when they're driving. I mean, if you didn't hit nothing on the way out, obviously just follow your track.
I don't see anything marked, but I probably just got to look a little bit closer.
Yeah, it might be quite a bit downstream, somewhere between you and the boat launch, but there used to be a shipwreck that during low water, people would definitely hit something. So, basically, if you stay in the middle of the river, you're fine. There's that one pole. Did you see that one pole on your left coming out, too? Is it still there? That marks the channel going into the one marina there?
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I think so. On the main shore, right?
Yeah, keep an eye out for that, because there's an experienced fisherman boater that I know that knew it was there and somehow still hit it a couple years ago, and it wasn't a very good outcome. So, yeah, basically just keep your eyes out really good when you're running at night. Might be a lot of logs and trees coming down, too, with all this flooding we just had, too. So you got to watch for that, too.
Yeah, I got my head on a swivel out here. There's surprises everywhere.
Yep, I don't know if you've got a knife handy. If you got one on board, I would definitely set it somewhere where you can grab it quick, just in case you get one of those like 20-foot long trees coming down and it hangs up on your anchor rope. I always make sure I have a knife handy. That usually don't happen, but it could, you know.
Oh, yeah, I got two flashlights, a pair of good scissors, and then I got the fillet knife sitting right next to me, so I know where everything's at, so I think I have every surprise something in place for it.
Yeah, and then another thing I do with my small boat, I can't do with my big boat because I got an anchor, automatic anchor windlass. I got it in one of my compartments, you know, all the rope and everything. I only take out what I need, but let's say you hook a real big fish and it's getting to where it's going to spool you, which could definitely happen. I actually got a buoy at the end of that anchor rope, and it's not tied to nothing. So I can untie it from the front of the boat and just let out all my line and throw the buoy in the water, and then I can chase the fish, and then I can go back to the buoy and grab my anchor rope and tie back up.
I didn't even think of that. That's a good idea. I am definitely going to get something for the end of the line, maybe with a little blinking light on it.
Yeah, I got one of those good red buoys that are round. I can't remember what they call them. I didn't even think about that, though. A good thing to do would be to get some of those glow sticks that people use to mark locations and caves and stuff, and tie one on and just don't crack it. And then if you ever do throw the buoy in, just crack it real quick and shake it up and throw it in the water, and then, I mean, you're going to know where you're at because of your GPS, and you'll be able to find it, but that'd make it real easy. Either that or make it so somebody could steal your anchor, too. I don't know if people would go to them lengths or not. W8CPT.
CFM. Yeah, I think they'd probably leave it alone for the time it'd be floating out there. Yeah, I have, we've probably had about 3 fish now jumping around us, so hopefully the action turns on. But I tell you what, I'm going to turn off the radio here. I just don't like my anchor line dimming on me, so I'm going to wait and I'll call out once I move or get a fish.
All right, yeah, I would make that move pretty quick. That'll charge up your batteries, and then just text me if you get one. Don't chance running your battery. I mean, there's lots of people there that'll probably help you, but if they don't have a jump starter on their boat, that's another thing I always bring on my boat too, is one of those little jump starters.
Luckily, I got the trolling motor battery that runs the GPS, so I do have a way to switch it out if something goes wrong, so that's a good thing.
All right, I'll leave this radio on for after you make your move. Give me a holler, and then anything happens between them, send me pictures. I'll catch you in a little bit. Stay safe, W8CPG.
Sounds good. W8CFM. KEATFM.
KEATFM, WTVT, how's it going, Davian?
Yeah, I made the run back to the middle channel. So much nicer over here. Yeah, I definitely glad we decided to move.
All right. Good choice. Yeah, I'd rather in a low current, low busy spot than sitting in a spot where everybody tells me, oh, you're going to catch one there. Because you'll pretty much catch them anywhere if you have them swim by and are hungry. All right, keep me posted. I'm going to finish watching this show on TV, but I got the radio on if you get something good going on.
All right, sounds good. 88 TFM monitoring.